In Parsha Vayeshev, we meet the Yaakov family. It's a complicated family. Having different mothers creates complications. Yosef is a favorite son. He's the son of Rachel. In a certain sense, he's the one that Yaakov wanted. He's the child that Yaakov had dreamed of. He's the child of the woman that he loved. That woman is no longer here. Yosef has a younger brother, Binyamin, who's quite young. And then there are all these other brothers around. The brothers who know that they're not the favorite. Among the brothers, there is some type of a hierarchy. There are wives, and there are concubines. There are wives of Yaakov, and then there are these other women who Yaakov had children with. The wives were, of course, Rachel, who no longer is with us, and Leah. Yosef does something interesting. We're told that Yosef, who has the status of favorite son, he reaches out to the children of the concubines, and he has a relationship with them. And there may be various reasons for this. One, ever since his mother died, most likely Bilhah has become the woman to replace his mother as a mother. She was a servant of his mother. So she seems to be the one to fill that role. And with Bilhah, we understand the complication. Because Yosef's brothers, and again, we have six of them from Leah, which are going to be the strongest group, two from Bilhah and two from Zilpah, and they're going to be the ones who will probably have the lowest status. Yosef reaches out and treats them as brothers, which is something which Yosef always does. Yosef is always searching for his brothers. Yosef is sincere. But of course, when Yosef gives these brothers, the sons of the concubines, when he treats them as brothers, there's a victim involved, and that victim are the six sons of Leah. It probably causes them to be even more furious, because Yosef never loses his status as favorite son. But by treating the children of the concubines as equals, Yosef has catapulted those four, and for that, most likely, they are unforgiving. But when we look at Yaakov's sons, there is reason for us to be disappointed. Reuven already has done something completely outrageous. Reuven, according to the simple reading of the text, has climbed into bed with Bilhah, most likely trying to state that on the one hand, Bilhah is not a real wife, and therefore these children are not real siblings. There's some kind of a slave status. They're not the same as the siblings, and Yosef undoes that. Furthermore, by quote-unquote taking his father's concubine, Reuven most likely is trying to show that he is the one who will one day inherit his father. And with this one act, Reuven loses his status. He loses his luster, as it were. The sin that he does comes back to haunt him. Reuven's attempt to catapult himself as the heir, the major heir, the firstborn, does not really work, because Yosef is really the firstborn. And as strange as that would be to call someone the firstborn, having so many older siblings, but he's the firstborn of Rachel. He's the firstborn of the one that Yaakov loved. So Yosef, on the one hand, is working to create equality between all the brothers, even though he has a lofty status. Reuven is trying to show distinction between the brothers. The next two siblings of Reuven, on his mother's side as well, are Shimon and Levi, and they're the ones who went into a city and wiped out a city. Yaakov attacked them for that. In this week's parsha, we're going to learn about Yehuda and certain mistakes that he makes as well, which means one by one, it seems to be that the children of Leah are being pushed aside, and there really is only one leader who's going to emerge, and that, of course, would seem to be Yosef. The only problem with his leadership, which is the stuff of his dreams, the brothers never do accept Yosef's greatness until perhaps many, many, many years later. They don't see what Yaakov sees, and Yaakov seems to anoint Yosef as the leader. He doesn't send him to work with all the others, rather to report on the others. And they hate him for this. They can't accept him for this. It was the will of God that caused Yosef to be separated from his brothers. The will of God was manifest in this anonymous man in a field, who, when Yosef goes looking for his brothers and he says something which is raw and it's true, and it goes to the very core of Yosef's being, Yosef asks what he's looking for. And he says, "I'm looking for my brothers." And that remains true in Yosef's entire life. But of course, had this anonymous man not been in the field, Yosef never would have found them. Yosef would have looked, gone home to his father empty-handed. And the sale of Yosef never would have happened, and Yosef never would have been separated from his brothers. And God's plan of the slavery would have had to take place with a different script. But apparently part of this plan was that Yosef needed to be separated. And maybe the reason is that Yosef was so much like his father. Despite the terrible things that his brothers had done, his father never sends them away. And at face value, though we can debate this point, it seems to be the things that Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda do are worse than things that were done by Yishmael and by Esav. Nonetheless, Yaakov refuses to send them out of the family. The family would be intact. And it's quite likely that Yosef feels the same way. And Yosef would have done all kinds of things to keep the family together. But Yosef needed to grow independently of this family. Yosef needed to grow independently of his brothers. Yosef needed to become Yosef. And with his brothers around him, Yosef would have done all that he could, just like he did for the children of the concubines, to try to remain equals. Yosef's greatness needed to emerge. And apparently part of God's plan was that for Yosef's greatness to emerge, he needed to step away from his brothers. And the day will come that they're going to meet up again, and they're going to look him in the eye and have no idea who this is. They couldn't imagine that Yosef really was so great. But in fact, he was.